Warning, the following program may contain gratuitous amounts of turkeys. Ask your doctor before viewing to make sure that gratuitous amounts of turkeys are right for you.
It's Thanksgiving Day and we're gathered round. Little children make a joyful sound. And there's no school and we get to play. And we're all thankful for this day. Except for the turkey. La 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 la. Except for the turkey. There's a wreath of leaves on the front door. And we all say what we're thankful for. There's such good food and there's such great fun. And there's such big smiles on everyone. Except for the turkey. La 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 la. Except for the turkey. We all join hands and sing this song. With happy hearts and a love that's strong. We bow our heads, then we have our feast. It's a lovely day to say the least. Except for the turkey. La 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 la. Except for the turkey. If you're a turkey and you're still alive, you might kinda wanna hide. Or soon you'll probably be dead meat. On this festive day, you're what we eat. So fly away to a distant land where people think turkeys are grand. Spread your wings and soar up high and be thankful birds can fly. Except for the turkey. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Except the turkey. It's Thanksgiving Day and we're gathered round. Little children make a joyful sound. There's such good food and there's such great fun. It's a happy Thanksgiving for everyone. Except for the turkey. La 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 la. Except for the turkey.
Welcome everybody. That's right, it's time for the one, the only, Dr. Novella Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu. And I am, of course, your host, Dr. Novella, here to provide you with the best in novelty music and news. And happy Thanksgiving week, everyone. That song you just heard is probably the closest I'm ever going to get to having a Thanksgiving special. So, you know, you're welcome. But it's okay. I'll make it up to you guys with some novelty music. Which, speaking of which, we're going to begin with right now. So, our first song comes from 1975 and is by C.W. McCall, known in real life as William Dale Fries Jr. Fries. I can imagine he'd probably be bullied a lot with a name like that. Hey, Fries. You know where I can find some ketchup to go with ya? Good luck. Oh, hilarity. Yay, picking on people. Anywho. And so this song, excellent example of how fads and novelty music, kind of, they go well together. You know, after all, the whole idea with the fads is that they have a sort of a novelty to them, something new and different. And once they lose that novelty, people stop caring about them. So in that way, you know, those two really do combine well together. Like, for instance, for any of you who remember my first episode earlier in the year when I played a Pac-Man Fever, that was a result of, you know, the early years of video gaming, when they were considered a fad. You know, it wasn't really till the NES came out that people really saw it as, you know, something that could last, you know, it's not just a fad. So clearly these things do have something together to do with each other. But getting back to the song on hand, this song is about one thing and one thing only, truck lingo. And this song is arguably what started the CB radio craze that hit the public at the time. So basically, a bunch of youngings will probably have no idea what they're saying. In fact, I wouldn't know what they're saying if not for the fact that I have a dad who does. Speaking of which, for those of you who were alive at that time, it's a wonderful stroll down memory lane. Words, I can speak them good, yes. Except in this case, it's less happy techno-colored springtime and more, why do we think that was a good color to paint the interior of the house with? This feeling can also be cited when listening to Disco Duck, seeing you close you wore back then, and finding your pet rock in the basement. So, here it is. Everyone's favorite 10-4, C.W. McCaw's Convoy.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in the Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. Good, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got great big
a 10-9 on that, Big Ben. Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck just sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4 sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty cowboy rockin' through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty cowboy. Ain't she a beautiful sight?
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. And with that, it's time to move on to our first piece of novelty news, where I find stories from around the world to help show you just how silly the world can be. So, remember when I said that the only real like Thanksgiving thing I would do would be the that song? Yeah, I lied. Sorry about that, because we got some Thanksgiving-related news also. So, our first story takes place in Connecticut, where a man reported that his car was attacked not once, but twice by a wild turkey. According to the experts, the turkey was most likely one that had been fed by humans, and thus was used being near them and messing with their cars and all that kind of stuff. But let's face it, people. These turkeys know what's going on. They know what happens this week. And they are making the first strike. I'm telling you guys, pretty soon we're gonna have like mass turkey uprisings. And it'll be like a whole war. Won't you be like turkeys? Why are you declared war on us? And let you be like, wah, 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 wah. I apologize if any of you were wearing headphones and I destroyed your ears. But anyway, so, yeah, I'm telling you guys, we seriously gotta prepare here. Who knows what those turkeys have against us? This could be the end of humanity as we speak, unless we fight back. And I, of course, will most humbly accept the position as the leader of the human resistance against the turkeys. But yeah, we can irk out those details once it actually starts. Until then, just remember, people, you've been warned of the dangers of the turkeys. You've been... So, for any of you who are new here, yes, the rumors are indeed true. I have my own Facebook page. You can look it up. Go on Facebook, typing in Dr. Novella, Novella. So there you can like the page. You can post things, comment what you like, what you don't like, something you might think is funny. Sometimes I'll post stuff I think that are funny on there, maybe something I wanted to use in the show or whatever, but didn't have time. All that sort of stuff. But most importantly, right before each break, I ask a question, just generally relating to the story. So, before we go on break, I want to know from you guys. On the Facebook page, now that you have been warned about the turkey menace, what steps do you plan on taking to defend you and your family from them? And if I like what you got to say, I'll read it out loud on the show. It's like being famous, but not. And with that, we will be right back here on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour. Here on radio.dominican.edu. D-U.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty, welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. And I'm actually kind of a tiny bit disappointed that I don't seem to have any answers to my question of the, what steps you planned on taking to fight against the, Turkey menace. Nothing. Yeah, I'd like to think people are watching. But it's like no one wants to answer. It's like sadness. Breaking my heart, peoples. Yeah. You're tearing me apart. But anywho. We'll try again later. For now, though, let's move on to our next piece of novelty music. So, this, working on sensible, fun time of a song comes to us from the B-52s. Now, this is one of those bands where they're basically, it's not that they're a one-hit wonder. It's that they're more like a two-and-a-half-hit wonder. Because, really, anyone who knows about the B-52s, you really only know of two or three of their big songs. Like Rock Gloucester or Love Shack, whatever. You don't really hear about too many songs besides that. But the song was part of their it was a part of their 1979 self-titled debut album. Yeah, it was their first single to hit the Billboard Hot 100. Yeah, when it comes to their variety of songs, this is the one that started it all. That's right. It's everyone's favorite Trip to the Beach. 1978, B-52 single, Rock Lobster.
The beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster. Rock lobster. Rock lobster. In a giant
Alrighty, and welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. So, with that, it's time once again for another piece of novelty news, where I find the news from around the world to help show you just how silly the world can be. So, this next story, well, part of it takes place in Rhode Island. It takes place in a whole bunch of different places. The story goes that the two brown pelicans were found there. They believe to have been blown there by Hurricane Sandy. And so the environmental group ended up bringing the two pelicans back to Florida via a private plane. So the animal workers had worked to in an outdoor shelter to keep them alive. You know, they were they had been hurt. In fact, one of them was presumed dead. But luckily, they were able to reutilitate them. They were flown in containers similar to dog crates to the Mary Keller Seabird Rehabilitation Sanctuary in Florida. And the exact cost, about $2,000, was covered by public donations. Now, I gotta say, this is like it's just like you have the right idea here, you know, taking the birds and moving them and stuff, but you could do so much better with this. You could give them little fancy towels, maybe an in-flight movie. It's got to be some bird related movie. Isn't there like the one with the owls or whatever? Guardians of the something, I don't know. There's something you could have showed them. You know, maybe a 5-course fish meal. Yeah, you know, that's all I'm saying. Considering all of these birds have been going through, I like to think they deserve a little bit of pampering, don't you think? Just a little bit. I'm telling you, it's just unfair. You know, yeah, it's like birds, and you just put them in the little doggy things, movies, and I'm just rambling now, I swear. These stories of the birds, they're just like, they're messing me up. In that case, then, sounds to me like it's time for, listen to another question. So, for any of you who just came on, the rumors are true. I do indeed have a Facebook page. You can look it up online on the Facebook and just look for Dr. Novella, Novella. There you can like the page. You can you say what you comment about what you like, what you don't like, all that sort of stuff. Or most importantly, before each break, I like to ask questions, generally based off the article I was reading. So what I want to know, while we're on break, is if you were a bird, you got washed away from hurricane or whatever, and then got sent back in some form of transportation, what form of transportation would you want to take? So just to repeat, in case you missed it, if you were a bird, got washed away by hurricane or whatever, on the other side of the country, whatever circumstance, and the people brought you back in some form of transportation, what form of transportation would you want it to be? So answer during the break, If I like what I have to, if I like what you have to say, I'll read it out on the show. It's like being famous, but not. And with that, we'll be right back here on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu.
Day I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere. On the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Thank you. angel from my nightmare, the shadow in the background of the moor, the unsuspecting victim of darkness in the valley. We can live like Jack and Sally if we want, where you can always find me. And we'll have Halloween on Christmas, and in the night we'll wish this never ends. We'll wish this never ends.
Alrighty, sorry if that took a slightly more longer break than usual. I was dealing with some technical issues. Anywho, welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. So now, we got an answer to, we got a answer to my question. We called the, I had asked about the, if you were a bird and you were stuck out in the plane, or you were stuck out by a hurricane or whatever, and you got some form of transportation to take you back, what kind of transportation would it be? So we have a answer. The, Better than nothing, from Diane Freeman, who may or may not be my dear sweet mother. So she says she would want a first class on an airplane with a glass of champagne and a video of Hawaii 5-0. Now, under normal circumstances, I would say this is a great idea. However, I don't know if birds can actually understand English, so I don't know if you'd really be able to know what's going on. And as far as I know, birds don't find people hot. So, sorry, it looks good on paper, but then you put the bird thing in and it just kind of all falls apart. But anywho, let's move on to our next song. Just got text message right out of nowhere from Garrett, who posted his answer. He said he would want to ride a jetpack. This is what I'm talking about here. There is no better transportation for a bird than a jetpack. You know, if I was going around seeing a bird in a jetpack, I'd be so jealous. I'd be like, oh man, that bird's got a jetpack. It's so cool. But whatever. Apologize if I may once again destroyed your earbuds while wearing earphones. So let's move on to our next song. So this song comes from Jonathan Colton, someone of you longtime viewers may recognize as someone I enjoy. A lot of his music's based off geek culture. His main claim to fame was his thing a week, where he wrote and released a song every week for a year. This, however, is not a part of that. Unlike a bunch of other, unlike every other song I have in here, this one happens to be from a video game. Now, at this point, most of you probably have a good idea which song I'm choosing. Though if you played the game, you wouldn't recognize it, because for the game he simply wrote the song. Funny enough, this is actually when I first discovered Jonathan Colton, was from hearing the song. And hear about it was the guy who wrote it, and the I didn't realize at first it was him. But it was my first exposure, I think, to this guy and his music. So, without further ado, here it is. The ending credits, or the ending credits song to Portal, sung by the man himself, Jonathan Coulton's Still Alive.
Making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat gun for the people who are still alive. Not even angry, I'm being so sincere, right? Even though you broke my heart and killed me, tore me to pieces, threw every piece into a fire. As they burned, it hurt because I was so happy for you. Now these points of data.
Let's move on to our next and last piece of novelty news. And, well, this isn't good. Well, okay. Long story short, I was going to go be like, I'm going to go find some funny stories from around the world and show you just how silly the world can be. And my, I was actually going to play a little, audio clip about this piece of news, something I've been trying and all that. However, my, computer seems to be, dead. So, I'll just have to explain it on my own. So, security cam for a Kohl's had caught a deer that had broken into the building, and it was bouncing around and messing things up. And this is actually a funny story. This is actually very important for me in a offhand kind of way. Because recently, on a Friday, I had collaborated with one of the camera people who shoot our daily our weekly Penguin passes and puts them on YouTube. And he'd been working on a movie himself for one of his projects for class. And so I actually got a part in said movie, like a mockumentary talking about the dangers of squirrels, or as I like to call them, mini bears. However, during that point of time, I also pointed out that they had also been collaborating with deers. It was like a deer and squirrel conspiracy to, like, you know, destroy humanity. And you know what? This only proves my theory. It proves it. These deers are coming in, trying to steal all our Black Friday clothing and other stuff we buy. They're trying to destroy our economy from the inside. Gosh darn these deers. When will their tyranny end? It's like just a conspiracy. When it's not turkeys, when it's not deers, it's just like, they're rising against us. I'm telling you, man, it's a conspiracy. With government and coconuts. I'm telling you, man, everything's connected. There's no room to hide. It's a scary. Woo. And so we're gonna close to the end. So we're gonna have one more quick little break. And then we'll end things up before then. Just in case any of you got here late. I like to think most people right now have just settled in. But just in case, because I'm a nice guy, Facebook, Dr. Novella, Novella. Search for that. Find my page, like it. And for each break, I'll ask a question based off the news. I want you guys to answer it, and then after the break, I'll answer. So, what I want to know is, since none of you talked about the turkeys, I want to at least know, what are your plans to deal with the deer menace? Righty? Just repeat that. What precautions do you plan to take to deal with the deer menace? With that, we'll be really right back here on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu.
Took home with delight. Eat my heart when you are hungry. I have nothing more to give. Let As I take this journey, I recognize my potential for success is just as great as my potential for failure. Fully aware of my current strengths and future weaknesses experienced by those who came before me. The greats of my past have walked this way, left blueprints, and they've lost themselves, relapsed and recovered. I realize I'm not the only young explorer, however, I am in no race. The journey is all of ours, but I cannot lie. I desire the victory of achievement to be mine. Humbled, however fearless, I am exposed to the criticism of onlookers, but my faith and direction come from above. I am airborne. With darkness all around me, elevating through the atmosphere. Notions of doubt surround me, but not impact no fear. Y'all want the celebration, I want the constellations aligning all in my favor, shining through all the nation. So when you kids wake up, I'm the brightest thing that you see, cause I got my mind made up.
Alrighty, welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. So, we got ourselves a few answers here. First out, we have from Justin, who the person who may or may not be my mother was nice enough to talk for him. So Justin says that we're going to increase the production of headlights. They will freeze and not be able to plot against us. Yes. Well, congratulations, Justin. That's probably the best answer you've had this whole year since I've been doing this. I was wondering when you'd finally break that straight, and then like this really. I was wondering. I now know. Thank you. And then finally, from the Garrett, he says he would roll D20s and hope for crits. And really, when it comes down to it, that's all you can do. So, as fun as an hour has been, it's almost over. So I hope all of you have a great Thanksgiving. We got one more regular episode. And then right after that, we're going to have our Christmas special, which I will be open to suggestions for. You know, the next week I'm going to go in a little more detail about that, because there are some rules for this that I have to make clear. But until then, I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And we have a lot. Oh, and one last thing from the dear sweet from Diane. So to get her a hunting license, that's also a good idea. So, before we go, I shall leave you with the one and only Nicolas Cage eating cake. I hope you guys enjoy that. Have a great week. You've been watching Dr. Novella's. Listening to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. Good night, everyone.
Hey, where's that chocolate cake? Hey, where's that chocolate cake? Hey, where's that chocolate cake? Hey, where's that chocolate cake?
Do you mean this chocolate cake?
That's my piece.
You want this cake?
I want it.
You want this cake?
I want it.
You want this cake?
I want it.
You want
that cake?
You want this cake?
I want it.
You want this cake?
I want it.
You want this cake?
I want it.
You want
that cake?
I was saving it because I got nauseated by that pre-cooked mini malt rotisserie chicken.
It's good.
Give me that cake.
Away.
Want that cake?
You want this cake?
I want it.
You want this cake?
I want it.
You want this cake?
I want it.
You want this cake?
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Ta-da! Ta-da!
The voices ring like the angels sing.